The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How has your life turned out? By that I mean, how does the grown-up life you're actually living compare to all those dreams you had in your younger days? Let's see. You went to college. Check. You got married and had kids. Check and check. You had a career, made money, bought a house. You made a difference. You left your mark. Check, 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 and wait, hold on a minute. I thought you were going to travel the whole wide world and try to see it all at some point. But life happened. You found your comfortable spot and planted your roots. But what if home was no place at all? I've got a great story for you. A tale of two people who prove it's never too late to live the life of your dreams. Maybe you'll want to be just like them. Or maybe, just maybe, you'll be just like Dorothy and say,
there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Imagine a very unconventional life. A life that favors experiences over picket fences, giving possessions away instead of accumulating more, and living wherever life takes you, untethered and even mortgage-free. Could you do it? I'm Kim Komando, and today we're exploring the lives of digital nomads. But first, a special thank you goes out to our partners because they make this podcast possible.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have to waste time. You need help getting to your short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try for free at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
I'd like you to meet Stephen Hanilica and Aris Creates. They travel the world, not for a week or a month or for the summer, but always full-time. Home is anywhere and everywhere. Wherever they are at the moment, they live in the whole world. They haven't seen it all yet, but they've seen a lot.
London, and then went to Bath. Then we went over to Penzance. We also went to Bristol and Cardiff. Cardiff is in Wales. It's the capital there.
The couple is much more than international tourists. They actually live in the places where they end up. They're members of a growing group of adventurous vagabonds who refer to themselves as digital nomads.
So the lifestyle is really about choosing your own freedom above being tied down to what the typical type of person might feel is a necessary. A lot of people actually will work really hard their whole lives and try to create a nest that they will retire in one day. And it's always a one day kind of attitude.
This modern day nomadic lifestyle is all about encountering unique, exotic, and often life-changing moments that you just can't experience when you're stationary. For Stephen and Aris, it's more than just seeing the Eiffel Tower or visiting London. It's experiencing whatever they want to experience, whenever they want to experience it. Aris won't call it love at first sight, but it was close.
Yeah, we were at an event that happens once a month with our business group. At that point, we were able to connect a little deeper. So the event is in the evening. And I walked up to Stephen and I said, hey, you look kind of interesting and I'd love to know more about what you do. And we ended up talking for 8 hours that evening.
They hit it off despite their varied backgrounds. Stephen was homeschooled since he was in seventh grade and tried his hand at a variety of businesses. Aris studied the arts and psychology at the University of South Florida. But after connecting at the conference, the pair knew they would become trailblazers.
We ended up being able to make a plan and launch this idea that we were going to be full-time travelers and build business while we were traveling and seeing the world.
This is not retirement. That's right. They still manage the day-to-day operations of their thriving businesses while traveling the planet.
I asked them how much money they made, and they didn't want to say. But it must be enough to pay the bills.
I have a marketing firm in the United States.
I do digital interactive multimedia products.
They spoke with me from Paris, where they've lived the past few weeks, enjoying the city of light.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
This is not a permanent vacation. Sure, they partake in the local culture and attractions, but they also dedicate a good portion of each day to getting their work done.
So our days are typically now half work and half play, so to speak, unless we have a big deadline or we're trying to get a major piece of our projects done. That might take us a little longer, and we may stay in, especially if the weather's not so great.
It's taken a lot to get to this point, knowing how much time they need to work and how much time they can spend on play. But now that they have the balance down to a science, their playtime is a lot more fun.
This is actually an idea that we both had. I started on it a bit earlier than Eris when I decided to walk across the United States. And I didn't want to shut down my business, so I figured out how I could run it from a laptop while doing the walk.
That long walk changed Stephen's perspective. It took exactly 500 days, and during that time, his value shifted. Instead of worrying about paying a mortgage or buying a car and the many material assets we commonly stockpile, he wondered what it would be like to be free, to wander, to immerse himself in the vivid and varied cultures of different destinations around the world. You could just hear it in his voice when he talks about how this new outlook truly changed his life.
I was in Big Sur, California, and I had just attended a music festival. And then we were up above the fog line. So the fog rolls in, and we're about 3,000 feet up. And it looks like you're standing at the edge of the earth. It was just, people don't understand the word awe-inspiring the way that I do now because of that experience. Like, it just hits you. It's amazing.
Stephen and Eris have not stopped being amazed since that day in the clouds. They're traveling the globe, seeking awe in every corner. How do they decide where they're headed next? Well, it starts with finding a place to live.
Often we will do things like rent out someone's home for a short-term period of time. The reason why we do that is a couple of things. One is that it's actually a better experience to live with a local. And the other is that it is often very much more affordable.
They call themselves the backpack entrepreneurs. Pretty much everything they need to live fits right in their backpacks. That includes their laptops, their toothbrush, and the tools needed for running their businesses. Both say their livelihoods are a perfect fit for their lifestyle. But how does one pull up stakes and still pay the bills? Consider this. There are lots of ways to make a living from anywhere in the world. I talk about it a lot, these work-from-home jobs, on my weekly national radio show. If you're a writer or graphic artist or things like that, there's a website called Upwork that are freelance assignments. And so it'll be a freelance writing assignment, things like that. You know, there's also where you could be a virtual receptionist or a virtual temp. And there are companies, virtual office temps, and they connect you all over the country. And so they may ask you to set appointments or to find this pair of slacks that somebody wore in some movie because they need to have it. There's also clerical work and some other things. If you're a good typist, there's transcriptionists. Like Tigerfish is a word.
Well.
Okay. So, you know, so there's this, it really spans the whole gamut.
So there's a number of tools online. We absolutely love the internet, use it for everything. And so it's so crucial to what we do. I mean, when we go and book a place, we're looking for how good is the internet.
Obviously, staying connected is crucial, even abroad. They transact with the world in the same fashion we do here at home. Their bills are emailed to them, they pay with PayPal, and their banking is all done online. Coming up, we'll explore some of the more interesting things that this couple have come across in their travels, including a marching band right outside their front door. So stay right where you are. We have a quick message from our sponsors who help make this podcast possible. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level.
The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just four taps on your smartphone. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss an opportunity to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Commando On Demand a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up at invest.robinhood.com, invest.robinhood.com.
Stay up to date with everything digital with Kim's Club for just a couple of bucks a month. Watch the show recorded live, download and listen or watch on your schedule, and get unlimited access to Commando.com. Go to GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com.
As America's digital pro and a successful business owner for over 20 years now, I know it takes the right tools to get the job done. And what's great about owning a business today is that there are so many different software programs designed specifically to save you time and money. And that's why I'm super excited to tell you about Capterra. You have to check this out. At Capterra.com/Kim, you'll find over 700 specific categories of software. Everything from brewery software to email marketing to yoga studio management. Do you like to check reviews of products before you decide? Well, then peruse through over 750,000 reviews on products from real software users. No matter what kind of software your business needs, Capterra makes it easy to discover the right solution fast. Visit Capterra.com/Kim for free today to find the tools to make an informed decision for your business. Capterra.com/Kim. Capterra. That's Capterra.com/Kim. Capterra. Software selection simplified. Eris once owned a brick-and-mortar business that sold secondhand clothing. She enjoyed it, but she says it was just another thing tying her down.
The whole point of this lifestyle is to kind of break away from that need to pay for a space on a regular basis. So it's really about the ability to kind of run your own mind, run your own time, run your own business based on the things that you're trying to accomplish. But what we generally have to pay for are things like our good internet service, one-off travel, like a flight from one place to another.
So they're saving money and living this amazing life that is anything but routine.
We heard something going on outside the door. Now, we're in a tiny little kind of what we would call a neighborhood, perhaps, outside of Paris, literally just outside the line. But we would never have known that a marching band would come down the street to celebrate the first day of spring had we not literally been in this house and heard it outside the front door. We were able to go outside and experience this really cool cultural event because of that exact happenstance, just being located in the right place at the right time.
Living in the same place for too long can get pretty boring. At least that's what Steven believes. He says he experienced pretty much everything his hometown of Tampa had to offer while he was still young. He then got what he describes a calling to spread his wings.
There is so much more in the world than you could possibly see in a lifetime. And my thought is, why not at least try? There's over 100 museums in Paris. Why not go and see Buckingham Palace? Why not go to the pyramids of Egypt? These are experiences that'll add so much to your quality of life.
Stephen and Eris expected an interesting adventure. They knew that they would be fascinated by people no matter where they moved. But what surprised them was how much attention they themselves attract from the locals.
So it really is great when people will say, okay, so you're here for a week. I love my city. Let me give you a personal tour around my city and tell you everything I know. We actually got the chance to do that recently, and we were just floored with the amount of information that one of the locals was willing to share with us and to take a half a day out of his life to just share that passion. And it was amazing, and I don't think it would have happened any other way.
The life of a digital nomad isn't for everyone, but those who are up to the challenge are not alone. A number of websites allow nomads to connect with each other, including homeowners willing to invite these strangers in for a stay. Some of these sites include Digital Nomad Jobs, Digital Nomad Academy,
and the site that Stephen and Aris created, BackpackEntrepreneurs.com. The number one piece of advice they have as I go through the websites and talk to these folks is that you have to get rid of everything. And I mean everything. That's because you have to carry everything you own on your back.
You know, I had an apartment full of stuff. And the first thing that we really needed to talk about was, you know, what am I going to do with all this stuff? And that is really the first step. Understanding that you're going to live as a minimalist for quite some time. You only need the essentials. I had to really consider what I was going to do with a lot of the books that I'd collected. I had several shelves worth. So that was a big thing. Clothing, you know, some of that stuff I just kind of put in boxes and, you know, no big deal. But I have my favorite pieces and I'm probably not going to wear them for many years. So that's kind of unfortunate.
There are a few books and other things that Stephen and Aris have from before they hit the road. Those are in storage or with family. But that's it. They're not collecting stuff anymore, even including souvenirs. They're heavy and they tie you down.
Take away from amazing experiences that you can have in life. So I can, you know, send things to my parents or to my brother and they could store it for me, sure. But a lot of the things that I buy and ship back, I buy and ship back for other people, not for myself.
So what do you think? Have I enticed you to launch a brand new life as a digital nomad? Could you totally liquidate your life and globetrot around the planet with nothing more than a laptop and an online business? Now, before you start, there are a few important things you need to understand. First, it's not easy. It's a full-time job. It's a lot harder than it looks to run a business remotely while you're always on the move.
You probably don't know before you start this, if you've never done it for an extensive period of time, how exhausting travel can actually be. Because people go on vacations and they feel refreshed because they got a break from things. This is actually something that takes a lot out of you. So you have to be prepared to find the balance in how you travel, when you travel, and all of the planning and all of the work that goes in between.
Incidentally, I spoke to Stephen and Aris over a connection using their host family's Wi-Fi. They told me it was pretty stable, but often they find it necessary to upgrade to costlier and more robust internet service for their businesses. This is an essential expense you have to budget for. They either call their internet provider and pay for an upgrade or make a lot more trips to the local internet cafe. The couple say they're nowhere close to the end of their journey. It's just too much fun. But they both agree that there are certain conditions that might persuade them to drop anchor somewhere. Aris would stop traveling, at least for a while, if she found a place she deeply connected with or if she encountered the right opportunity.
If I were offered, you know, an excellent type of position to make big change in the world with a company that I really believed in, that would probably stop me long enough to consider hanging around for a while.
Well, the nature of the things that would stop me would probably require me to travel quite a bit.
Stephen and Aris are enjoying a wide array of experiences, and they're doing it while running successful businesses from wherever the wind blows them. It all sounds so romantic, adventurous, and even a little scary, doesn't it? They know some of us are also a bit envious.
I think about 90% of people are jealous of what we're doing, including those close to us. It's really this, it's like a fantasy lifestyle when they think about the opportunities that are facing us to experience the world.
If you want to learn more about Stephen and Aris, they run a website and they have a podcast aimed at helping others interested in this nomadic lifestyle. It's called Backpack Entrepreneurs.
Folks, it's your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelt for your flight to adventure.
I'm Kim Komando, and thanks for listening to this podcast. Catch my weekend radio show on over 400 stations across the country and around the world on Armed Forces Radio. To find the station nearest you, just head over to komando.com/radio. That's KOMANDO.com/radio. So thanks for listening. I'll see you next time, and I'll see you on the radio for the Kim Komando Show.